Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of Patriot. With Patriot, every news channel in the world is at your fingertips. The Patriot. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. I'm so excited because God is letting us know the time, the season, okay? So when I say he's letting us know the times and the seasons, I just want you to get encouraged because he was sharing with me in Colossians 3, starting at verse number 8. Wait. Before we get started, let's pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being on the throne. Thank you for this message, this broadcast, and everybody that's listening in. Lord, the world needs you now more than ever. So we're crying out to you. I ask for you, Father, to do only what you can do. Heal our land, but touch our hearts. Draw us closer to you, Father. Allow somebody to encounter to you even on this message, Father. So let your word do a transformation in our hearts today. Lord, get the glory out of this message. Lord, we surrender our hearts to you now. We repent for anything that we've done that's not like you, not pleasing to you, God. Have your way. We want to be your vessels. We want to be used by you. And we thank you for being our provider, our healer, our protector. God, thank you for being our deliverer. So I pray deliverance today. And we repent for America now in Jesus' name. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. May they repent and turn their hearts back to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, y'all. So just getting excited and getting super lit, right? In Colossians chapter 3. And how y'all doing? Time out. That's rude. How are you guys doing? You good? Okay, you got to be good. You know why? Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we are people that walk by faith and not by sight. So no matter what it looks like, we're standing steadfast. So somebody says it's important to discern the times and the season, right? You always hear a lot of people saying that. Well, how do you know how to discern the times and the season? Well, I was talking to God, asking him, and he told me to go to Colossians 3. This is the time and the season that we're in. No matter what people may be feeling, no matter what's going on with rioting, looting, and all kind of stuff, the anger, be angry, but sin not. But we are in this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, all the way down to 16. Here we go. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malice, behavior, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Verse 11. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are black, white, Jew, Gentile, Chinese, Japanese, circumcised, uncircumcised. Come on, I'm paraphrasing. Barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember that the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive. Amen. And verse 14 says, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. Always be thankful. So when people want to know what time it is, this is when I ask the Father what time it was. What time and season are we in? We in a season of love. We in a season of peace. We in a time of getting rid of anger. Yes, yes, yes. This is what I'm saying to you. Hear what I'm saying. God will give everybody their instructions on what to do because he know the plan he have for you. But the plan God has for me, Pure Truth Session right now, is to share with you this plan, okay? I've heard from the Lord and this is what he said. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. That's what the time it is. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Thank you, Lord. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with a thankful heart. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him. Do you hear what I'm saying? So whatever you do throughout the rest of your life, do it as you're doing it unto the Lord. Amen. All right. Did you got your marching orders right there? Now let's put on the full armor of God and let's dive into this part of the message that I'm sure you're about to be extremely blessed by. All right. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Great. And thank you. Share this information with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Let's connect. Continue to tune in and listen in. Share the Anchor FM Pure Truth Session so we can get the word out, the good news about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, out. And if you right now in the middle of this message are wondering where you stand with God, you can do three simple steps to receive a relationship with God, to get back in alignment. A, admit that you're a sinner. All of us have sinned and fallen short. B, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he died and rose for our sins. And C, commit your heart. How do you commit your heart? Right now, just say, God, I open up my heart to you. Come into my heart. I want to have a relationship with you. And it's just like that. A, B, C. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And you are saved. You are in the kingdom. You are part of the family. You are accepted in the beloved. You've been adopted by God just by you doing that confession. So welcome to the kingdom. But here is part two of the Pure Truth Session. This part you're going to enjoy. So get your seat belts, get your people together, share the message, and let's get it.
Discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me. Around for me. Around for me. It's turning around for me.
Around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me.
Around
for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news. And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. It'll turn in my favor.
Sooner
turning around for me. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
That just lift your hands into the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 It's turning around.
I can see
for me.
I can feel it happen.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. How y'all doing? I am super excited for what God is doing this moment, this time, and where we are. Yes, you do hear that in the background. We shall overcome. Now, I'm sitting here like, wow, that song is a little bit old school, right? But what's amazing is right where we are, we are in a place that I still believe that we shall overcome. Now, the words of this song, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome someday. Why is it important for me to play this song even right now? Because I must be honest where we are as in a state, right? In America, even the mindset of what's taking place, these things and these events that are happening, that are coming to the forefront, are not new events. And so while I am addressing some old issues, and I am speaking healing, and I am believing, God, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we are the lender and not the borrower. I'm excited for God's promises to come to pass. God's promises are yes and amen. But I also wanted to put on a song that when people found themselves, our people found themselves in trying times before, what did they sing? They were singing songs like "We Shall Overcome." And even though many of us have believe that we have overcame, right? Listen, the Bible tells us what, Revelation 12 and 11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So I'm excited for what God is about to do, and that we are going to overcome, because with God, all things are possible. And just like in the, you know, with Moses and the Red Sea and all of that stuff, like in Exodus, the crossing of the Red Sea, when the people got to the end of that thing, that's in Exodus 14. For those of you that want to go read up on it, but God has spoke to Moses and told the children, he told them what they were supposed to do. He had given Moses instructions, right? And they was in captivity, and Moses went and told Pharaoh, "Yo, let God's people free." And throughout that whole journey, when you read it in Exodus 14, many of you know that story, right? Right? Moses shared with the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And that's what I want to say to you. That's what the word is for you today. Do not be afraid and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. So it continues to say, "For the Egyptians whom you see, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." So I'm excited for what God is about to do. Hold on to that. That's Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 through 14. Okay. And then the Lord has said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it." You see what I'm saying? Like Moses was crying out to God, like, "Yo, God, what's going on? We've come to the end of this thing." And please, I encourage you to read it yourself, because God wants to develop a relationship with you and wants to talk to you as you read Exodus 14. So think about it. Think about what's happening with our people. Back in the day, there was an Underground Railroad, right? And when I say that, what does that mean? Harriet Tubman had the Underground Railroad from the slaves to get free from the South to go to the North. But now we are experiencing all across America injustices, right, that are taking place. And it seems like, who is policing the police? Who can we run to? Who can we turn to? But I want to encourage you and let you know that we can turn to God. So even as Exodus 14 and 15, when the Lord says, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward," right? Go forward. That's what I'm saying to us as a people. Some people say all lives matter, right? But right now I'm saying Black lives matter, right? Our lives matter. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is looking at us now and telling us to go forward. Do you hear what I'm saying? And the enemies that we see, we will see no more. Remember what I just told you in verse 13. Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see, you shall see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. So that's what I want to say to you today, that God will fight for you. And even as that story continued on, y'all, the enemy came to follow them. Moses parted the Red Sea, and they walked across that Red Sea. And even as that took place, the enemy began to follow them. But when they made it to that land, when they finally crossed through the Red Sea, that enemy was swallowed up. And you'll read it in that story. You understand what I'm saying? But this is exciting news, because a lot of times people don't know how to connect the dots. But what I'm trying to say to you, for people who have been oppressed, this is not a new story. For people that feel like their back is against the wall, you understand what I mean? This story is not new. You can find this story in Exodus. So today, as people are crying out, I want to give a shout out to Trey Songz, as he has a song that I want to share with you guys today. It's called "The 2020 Riots, How Many Times?" So I want to share that with you all. And as we are going forth saying, "We shall overcome." Yeah, we shall overcome. But this is the cry of the people right now of 2020, okay? Listen to this song and be blessed. How many times?
Tough times, I hope y'all holding up.
So I pray peace over you right now as you hear this song.
But I feel like this.
How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? How many more times? How many more marches? How many more signs? How many more lives? How many more times? Take a look around. Can you see it now? Don't be colorblind. When they're killing mine, they'll try to justify it. Oh, each and every time. Playing in the park, taking you a jog, sitting on the couch in your own house. Never seen a matter what we do. You think we don't matter, but we do. You got a problem, cause the city on fire. But you're quiet when niggas die. Not the soul about their body that we bury. With God, now you no longer have to worry. It's so hard to sing these words out loud. All these beautiful, precious black lives lost in the name of senseless white pride. Tears falling from us. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? How many more times?
Amen. So ask yourself how many more times. But guess what? Even as that question is being asked, only God knows. And God understands what he is doing in this hour. And so I am grateful that we serve the great I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that is able to do all things but fail. So as we have questions, God has answers. And what is our response in this moment? That, Lord, we will trust in you, Father. Lead us, guide us, order our steps. Tell us, God, what it is that you would need us to do. So we are crying out to you, Father, asking you, Father, asking you for the change to come, the change to happen for your glory. This is your year, God. 2020 is the year that all will see your glory, Lord. Remove anything that's not like you. And we call forth for America to repent right now in the name of Jesus. And we say a change is gonna come.
It's been a long
on, y'all. Now we can't be afraid. We cannot be afraid, because God have already told us, do not be afraid. That's why we go back to that word, what the Lord said in Moses. Come on, to Moses in Exodus chapter 14 verse 13. Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So Father, we thank you so much. If you have given us instruction to pray Psalms 91, right? You have given us 91 days to pray Psalms 91, and today is actually the 91st day, God. So we thank you that even right now we're praying Psalms 91. I had your protection over these airwaves right now. Live under the protection of God Most High and stay in the shadow of God All-Powerful. Then you will say to the Lord, you are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God and I trust you. The Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly diseases. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure. His faithfulness is like a shield or a city wall. You won't need to worry about dangers at night or arrows during the day, and you won't fear diseases that strike in the dark or sudden disasters at noon. You will not be harmed though thousands fall all around you. With your own eyes, you will see the punishment of the wicked. The Lord Most High is your fortress. Run to him for safety, and no terrible disasters will strike you or your home. God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will carry you in their arms, and you won't hurt your feet on the stones. You will overpower the strongest lions and the most deadliest snakes. The Lord says, If you love me and truly know who I am, I will rescue you and keep you safe. When you are in trouble, call out to me and I will answer and be there to protect and honor you. You will live a long life and see my saving power. Amen. That ties us right back in. Thank you, Jesus, for your promise that we will live a long life. We will live an eternal life because we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So thank you, Father, that you will fight for us, right? And we shall hold our peace. So thank you, Lord, even in this moment, what your word is telling us, God. And we thank you that it's been a long time coming, but a change is definitely coming. We believe you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the change. Thank you for the salvation. Father, this earth is your footstool, Lord. So we thank you, God. We thank you even for the opportunity right now for what you are doing. You are waking your people up to a new level, Lord. So we celebrate this wake-up call from you, God. We thank you that it's time for us to do things your way, God. We surrender our way, not our way, but your will be done, God. Oh, yes, Lord, you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us, not plans to harm us, plans to give us hope in the future, Lord. So today, God, we don't hit the snooze on the alarm. We're going to wake up today. Thank you, Jesus. No more back. Wake us up in the spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. World's changed so very much from what it used to be. Yes, God. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Thank you, God. World won't get no better if we just let it be. Yes, God. We're calling you, God. We need you. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for that place called heaven. Thank you for who you are. We calling on you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we just thank you for the wake-up call. Thank you that a change is going to come. You are our mighty God, and we need you now, Father. So right now, you told us if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, Lord, we have prayed, we have fasted, we have obeyed you. And now, Lord, we are awaiting you, God, even right now. We are awaiting you and your response. So we thank you, God, that you are here, that you are responding, God, that you are answering, Father, that you hear our call right now. Right now, God, we're calling on you, Jesus. We need you. We need you right now. Father, hear us. Reveal your glory. Yes, God. And pour your spirit out. That's what we're looking for, God. We're looking for your spirit in this moment, God. This is what we want. We desire you, all of you, God. And we're crying out to you. Only you can do it, God. Only you, Father. So hear this broadcast. Father, can you hear me? We need your love today.
Father, can you hear me now? Lord, hear our prayer, hear our cry, and we thank you, Father. So we're calling on you, God. Thank you for being available. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for your response, Lord. And I pray a special blessing over every artist, God, that is singing and crying out to you, Lord. So we bless each and every one of these songs, from Trey Songz to Sam's Cook's Family to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes to Isabella and Lord and to Tambla Man, God. We pray even right now as the creative people are arising, Lord, on the scene. So you just have your way, and thank you, God, for blessing us and for being with us, Lord, and healing us even through the song. Amen. God, thank you, God, that you answer in this prayer.
Oh, yes, it will.
Thank you. We believe you, God, and we thank you for that. That change is coming, and we can't do it alone. We have to do it with you, God. So we call for your glory all the way. This is what we need. Thank you, God.
More of your love and your mercy and hearing. We want
crying out to you, God. This is all we can do, Father. We can put on the full armor of God and watch and see the salvation of the Lord. We're waiting on you, God. In great expectation, we are here worshiping you, Lord, believing you, trusting you, God, desiring you, hungering and thirsting after you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We won't move out of this position, God. We are worshiping you, Father, thanking you, Lord, for being available. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. And that's where we are. We are in a place of worship, and we won't move from that place. We are watching and seeing the salvation of the Lord. So, Father, this is where we are. We are at your feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We are ready for you to fill us up. Use us as your vessels. And it is in Jesus' name we exit this message. We've given you all worship and a praise forever. Lord, thank you for being with us and blessing this message. Lord, I pray that this entire earth has been set in a place of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Get the glory, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God, we need the breath of life.
Oh, we need the power of your presence,
yes,
Lord.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we sing.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we need you.
Hallelujah.
We need you.
We need you, God.
We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall.
Yes, your glory, God.
We need you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Father, your presence is on
me. Amen.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of CrossLink. With CrossLink, you can view any Christian television station in the world using CrossLink. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.